So the first quality that defines one becoming the beloved servant of Allah is the quality of humility. Now when we speak of walking with humbleness, this doesn't for a moment suggest or advocate a slow walk, a lethargic walk. This is not a humble walk. Sayyidina Umar had seen a person walking very slowly. He asked him, "Oh my brother, are you sick?" He said, "No." He gave him one shot, he told him, "Walk faster." Nabi alayhi salam had a brisk walk, he had an upright walk. And from amongst the daughters, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had enjoyed the privilege of emulating the very walk of Nabi alayhi salam precisely. That Sahaba used to say that if you had seen the walk of Fatima from the back, you would swear that was the walk of Nabi alayhi salam. He had a brisk walk, he had an upright walk. Sahaba added to this description that ka'annahu yanzil, that as though he was descending from a flight of stairs. But wallah brothers, it was not only the walk of Nabi alayhi salam that denoted humbleness, but his entire life was the embodiment of total humbleness. He's sitting in the home of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in an absolute humble posture. وَبَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ طَبَقْ. In front of him he had a platter of food sitting and eating on the floor. One woman happens to pass by and she glances at this humble posture of Nabi alayhi salam. And she comments that unzuru ilayhi yajlisu kama yajlisu al-abd. That is this the man who, as they say, is the noblest of humanity, sits like a slave on the floor and eats. Nabi alayhi salam calls this woman. He says, "Oh my sister, ana ajlisu kama yajlisu al-abd. I sit like how a slave sits. Ana akulu kama ya'kulu al-abd. I eat like how a slave eats. Ana la akulu muttaki'an. I would never recline or lean against anything and eat. Ana ujibu da'wat al-mamluk. I accept the invitation of beggars and slaves. To this extent, لو دعيت إلى قراء لا أجبت. If you are to invite me to a meager meal in which you have prepared nothing but a shoulder of a sheep, I would accept." These are the words of Nabi alayhi salam. He's sitting with his sahaba. One woman happens to pass by and she's captured by this awe-striking personality of Nabi alayhi salam. And she starts pulsating and breathing heavy. Nabi alayhi salam calls this woman, that hawwin alayk. Oh my sister, calm down, calm down. فَإِنَّمَا لَسْتُ بِمَلِكِ. I am not a king. And then see how the Nabi of Allah introduces himself. Allahu Akbar. Inna Allaha nazara fi qulubi al-ibad. Allah searched the hearts of humanity, and then Allah chose my heart from His entire creation. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَانْتَخَبَهُ بِعِلْمِ. And when Allah was to anoint and crown me with prophethood, Allah sent Jibreel. Oh Jibreel, I have decided that he is going to be my final Nabi. But present to him, if he wants, I would give him prophethood with a dominion and a kingdom. But if he so desires, I would give him prophethood with slavery. He says, فَأَوْمَعَ إِلَيَّ Jibreel. Jibreel indicated to me that تَوَاضَعَ لِرَبِّكَ. That, oh Muhammad, it is your choice, but my humble opinion is that display humbleness to your Allah. He says, that is what I wanted to say. Bal nabiyyan abda. Oh Jibreel, I would live like a slave and I would die like a slave. And then what did Nabi alayhi salam mention? That la tarfa'uni fawqa qadri. Oh my sahaba, do not elevate me beyond my rank, beyond my position. فَتَقُولُ فِيَّ مَا قَالَتِ النَّصَارَ فِي الْمَسِيحِ. And do not utter in my favor those things that the people said regarding Isa alayhi salam. وَلَا تُفَضِّلُونِي فَوْقَ يُونُسُ بْنُ مَتَّى. And don't constantly chant those slogans that I am more noble than Yunus alayhi salam, although Allah had given me more superiority than him. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي عَبْدًا قَبْلَ أَن يَتَّخَذَنِي رَسُولًا. For verily, Allah has first made me his slave, and then Allah had made me his prophet. And then see how the Nabi of Allah introduces himself. That فَإِنَّمَا أَنَبْنُ إِمْرَاتٍ مِّنْ قُرَيْشِ تَأْكُلُ الْقَدِيرِ. That I am an ordinary man of a simple woman from the Quraysh. My mother lived eating on dry meat. My respected brothers, can we refer to the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as an ordinary woman? Wallah, there isn't any woman that had traversed the surface of the earth greater in rank, in status and honor than the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Scholars are unanimous that no man has praised Nabi alayhi salam in a more comprehensive way than Hassan bin Thabit. When he stands on the minbar, he looks into the face of Nabi alayhi salam and the words involuntarily flow from his lips. That ma ahsanu min kalam tarakat tu'ayni. وأجمل من كلم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. That ya Rasulullah, more majestic than you, my eyes have not seen. More beautiful than you, no mother has ever given birth to a child. خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب. You have been created free from every blemish. كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. It is as though you told Allah how to create you, and on your tamanna, on your desire, He had created you. Sahaba ikram comes to Nabi alayhi salam, and they say, O Nabi of Allah, often we present in the courts of kings, rulers and emperors, and we find that they bow before the kings as a token of respect. But we find that you are more deserving for this respect. So grant us permission that when we make our presence in your gathering, we will also bow as a token of respect. Nabi alayhi salam said that, no, no. O my sahaba, hadha taf'u al-ajim bimulukiha. This is how the disbelievers honor their kings. I am not a king. You overheard sahaba discussing. One person said that so strange. Allah had made Ibrahim his friend. Allah communicated with Musa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam was Ruhullah. Nabi alayhi salam comes out. He says, O my sahaba, I overheard you discussing. Indeed, Ibrahim was the friend of Allah. Musa had conversed and communicated with Allah. Isa alayhi salam was Ruhullah. However, wa ana habibullahi wala fakhr. I am the beloved of Allah. And I say this without an iota of pride. Liwa'ul hamd biyadi yawm al-qiyamah. The banner would be in my hands on the day of qiyamah. Kullu nas tahta liwa'i. Adam and his progeny would be under my banner. Ana awwalu man yuharriku bab al-jannah. I would be the first to knock the door of Jannah. فَيُفْتَحُ لِي. The doors of Jannah would be open for me. وَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةِ حُرِّمَتْ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كُلِّهَا حَتَّى أَدْخُلَهَا. And Jannah has been made haram upon every Nabi until I do not enter into Jannah. So the first quality that defines one becoming the beloved of Allah is the quality of humbleness. Ulama refer to humbleness as Ummul Mahasin, as the mother of all goods. And coupled with that, in the same breath, in the same light, the first quality of those that are detested, those that are hated, and they're the enemies of Allah, are those individuals who display pride, arrogance, and haughtiness. Musa alayhi salam communicated with Allah that man abghadu khalqik. O may Allah, tell me, who is the most wicked in your creation? Who is the most wretched in your creation? Allah tells Musa, that person who possesses four qualities. مَنْ تَكَبَّرَ قَلْبُ وَغَلُبَ لِسَانُ وَضَعُفَ يَقِينُ وَبَخِلَتْ يَدُ. That person who has pride in his heart, just as the abode of taqwa is the heart. Nabi alayhi salam said, أَتَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتِ. Just as the abode of fearing Allah is the heart, which is then manifested by the organs, in a similar manner, the abode of pride is also the heart. The second is that person who is arrogant with his tongue. The third is that person who has weak conviction. And the fourth is that person who mises with his wealth. These four categories are the most detested, the most hated, and they're the enemies of Allah. The hadith of Asma bint Umays, Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salam said, the bi'asa al-abdu abdun takhayyala wahtal wa nasiya al-kabir al-muta'al. Evil indeed is that servant who displays pride and he forgets that pride is the garment of Allah. بِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ تَجَبَّرَ وَاَعْتَدَى وَنَسِيَ الْجَبَّارَ الْأَعْلَى. Evil indeed is that servant who displays arrogance and might and he forgets that the Almighty is Allah. بِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ سَهَى وَلَهَى وَنَسِيَ الْمَقَابِرَ وَالْبِلَى. Evil indeed is that servant who leads a life heedless and oblivious and he forgets the qabr and its loneliness. بِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٍ أَسَى وَتَغَى وَنَسِيَ الْمُبْتَلَى وَالْمُنْتَهَى. Evil indeed is that servant who rebels and he forgets his beginning and he forgets his ending. وَبِعْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٍ طَمْعٍ يَقُودُهُ. Evil indeed is that servant who is driven by greed, and equally evil indeed is that servant who is driven by lust. What are the words of Nabi alayhi salam? What is the definition of pride? لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مسقار زرة من كبر. He would never ever enter Jannah in whose heart there is an iota of pride. One Sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, I am such a person, I am very meticulous when it comes to my dressing, I want my clothes to be neat, I want my shoes to be neat, to such an extent, وَشِرَاكُ نَعْلِي jadid. I even want my shoelace to be neat. Is that pride? Nabi alayhi salam said that, no, no, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah is beautiful and Allah loves beauty. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَن يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. Allah loves to see that the servant of Allah expresses the bounties of Allah upon him. You give someone a gift, he puts it to good use, he brings joy to your heart. Nabi alayhi salam said that, no, no, O my Sahabi, let me explain to you what is pride. Al-kibru batru al-haqqi wa ghamtu al-nas. Pride in essence means to consider yourself superior. The automatic result of which is, you create a perception about yourself that I am superior and the next man is inferior. وَبَطْرُ الْحَقِّ. And to deny the truth, that is the definition of pride. That is why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, that إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ. That the thing that I fear the most for you is that you would become obsessed with yourself. You would walk around with a perception. You'd walk around with an opinion about yourself. What does he say? وَمَنْ قَالَ أَنَا عَالِمْ فَهُوَ جَاهِلْ. That person who says, I am learned, he is ignorant. وَمَنْ قَالَ أَنَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. That person who says, I am in the gardens of Jannah, he is in the hellfire. Subhanallah, what words of wisdom Allah had inspired on the tongue of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Listen to this. One day somebody asked her, O Aisha, mata alam anni muhsin. When will I know that I am a good man? She says, إِذَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ مُسِي. As long as you consider yourself to be evil. وَمَتَا عَلَمْ أَنِّي مُسِي. And when will I know that I am evil? إِذَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ مُحْسِن. As long as you consider yourself to be good. The words of Nabi alayhi salam, the riwayat of Bazzar, لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَخَشِيتُ عَلَيْكُمْ مَا هُوَ أَكْبَرُ مِنُهُ. O my Sahaba, if you had not sinned, if you were not to sin, I feared that you would have been gripped by a sin greater than all sins. And that is pride and obsession over the fact that you are sinless. Pride and obsession would enter into you. That is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to mention, he says that salvation lies in two things, and destruction lies in two things. The two things in which salvation lie, one is at-taqwa, one niyyah. One is fearing Allah, and the second is having noble endeavors. When you deal with anyone, keep your intentions clear. Do not have any ulterior motives. You give a man your word, keep to your word. At-taqwa wa niyyah, fearing Allah and having noble endeavors. The two things in which destruction lie. One is despondency. We find currently the aim of the media is to create despondency in the hearts of the Muslims, to make them despair. But a believer never despairs of the mercy of Allah. Let me give you one example. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam is separated from his son Yusuf for a period of 80 years. He makes dua to Allah. He cries to Allah, he loses his eyesight. You are making dua to Allah for the tunnel to come to an end, but it is getting darker and darker. You are making dua to Allah for the rain to stop, but it is pouring. He is making dua to Allah, return my Yusuf. In the process, he loses his second son, Binyamin. You are making dua to Allah to cure you from one sickness. Doctors now detect another sickness in you. But what is the spirit of a believer? What is the spirit of a Nabi? He addresses his other sons. Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhihi wa la tayasu min ruhillah. O my other sons, go and look for my Yusuf and Binyamin, and do not despair of the mercy of Allah. It is only the disbelievers that despair. So destruction lies, one is despondency, and the second is al-i'jab, where a person has a perception about himself that I am superior and the next man is inferior. Wallah, brothers, the world has become so desperate for fame and recognition that people are actually excelling in evil to be on record. Just to be on record, the longest nails in the world, the fattest man in the world, just to be on record, People are going on hunger strikes to gain world sympathy that a man by this name is existing. You haven't greeted me. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Al-Badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibr. The one that greets first, he is free from pride. As I was mentioning, the world has become so desperate for fame and recognition. In the same breath, the Nabi of Allah has praised certain groups of people. He has praised certain individuals. Those people who remain silent, they remain hidden. No one knows about them. Nabi alayhi salam says that inna min ibadillah, from amongst the servants of Allah are those servants. Mallo ata baba ahadikum. Wallah, that man would knock your door. You won't even give him a 20 cents. Ajulat maniyatuhu. He lives a very short life. Qallat bawaqi. Very few people mourn his death. In habu lam yuftaqadu. When he's absent from your function, no one looks for him. Wa in hadaru lam yuqarrabu. When he makes his appearance, no one gives him any additional hospitality. Akfiyaun fi dunya. When he speaks, no one listens. In khatabu lam yunkihu. When he proposes, his proposal is very few times accepted. Very few people know him by his name. But I swear by Allah, ma'arufuna fi sama. Every angel of every sky knows that man by his name. He knocks your door, you shut the door. Law aqsama 'ala Allahi la barra. Whatever qasam he takes, Allah would make it happen on his qasam. If he had to pick up his hands once, Allah will give him jannatul firdaus. Abu Zar walks by. Nabi alayhi salam is sitting with Jibreel alayhi salam in the form of dahya qalbi. So he doesn't realize that is Jibreel. So Jibreel tells the Nabi of Allah, isn't that Abu Zar? Law sallama alayna la radadna alayhi. If he had greeted us, we would have returned his greeting. Nabi alayhi salam asked Jibreel that, do you know my sahaba by the names? He says, leave that aside. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا. By the qasam of that being who sent you as his true messenger, Abu Zar is more famous in the heavens than the earth. So what I was mentioning, what we learned from this hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, that person who has pride in his heart, he would never smell the fragrance of Jannah. We learned from the hadith that that person who has pride, that pride will become an obstacle to all avenues of good. By way of example, Nabi alayhi salam said that a proud man would never greet. He would wait to be greeted. Many people complain today that no one greets me. The problem is we are waiting for others to greet us. Why don't we greet ourselves? Everyone would respond. Nabi alayhi salam said that greet and Jannat is yours. Number two, ask for forgiveness, Jannat is yours. A proud man would find it below his dignity to go up to another man and apologize. And number three, Nabi alayhi salam said that visit the poor and Jannat is yours. A proud man would find it below his dignity to take out time to go and visit the poor, to visit someone that is poorer than him. Wallah, brothers, pride, it is one sin, but it is Ummul Amrad. It is the mother of all sins. Ulama have written, there isn't much time, that there are various levels of pride. The first level of pride is against Allah. Was not the first crime committed in this universe the crime of pride? The quality of pride, when Allah told Shaitan that prostrate before Adam, what did he say? خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. Oh Allah, you have created me from fire. You have created him from sand. Am I not more superior than him? Allah speaks about the pride of the kuffar. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. They made the request, we only see Allah with our naked eye. Allah says, لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. What pride they have displayed. The second level of pride is against the prophets. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that denying the truth, it is pride. You're having an elaborate function for your daughter's wedding. One humble man comes and tells you, oh my brother, it is your money, it is your daughter, it is your wedding. But the Nabi of Allah had said that this function you are having is too elaborate. Now you snub the man, you turn around and you tell him, it is not your money, it is not your daughter, it is not your wedding. I can do what I want. Are you jealous that you cannot have what I have? Nabi alayhi salam said, you are proud. There is no Jannat for you. When Nabi alayhi salam told the kuffar, come and sit in my gathering, what comments did they make? That كيف نجلس عندك وَإِنَّ تَعَاهُلَا. Are you asking us to stoop so low and sit in your company when you have these low and ignorant people sitting with you? Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, one of the things for him being accepted in the court of Allah was that daily he used to take out time and sit with the poor. Salman Farsi becomes the governor of Medina. One person mistook him to be a laborer. He said, "Oh my brother, will you help me to carry this load?" Salman Farsi takes this load, puts it on his shoulder and he starts walking. As he enters the city, people say, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen." This person who had tasked him, then only he had realized that who this person is, such a great person, Amir al-Mu'mineen, had taken my load and went. He said that lifelong, I would never task anyone in the future. Abu Bakr, when he had taken the reins of the Islamic empire, one young girl, she had come and she had said, "Al-an la tuhlab mana'ihu darina." That gone are the days where Abu Bakr will milk our goats. Now you're speaking about the Amir. He calls this girl. He says, "Oh my sister, I make dua to Allah that the position that Allah has endowed me with does not alter my interaction with the general masses of the Summa." Ulama have written, there isn't much time. They say there are few reasons as to why pride comes into a person. Number one, pride comes into a person because of knowledge. Each person knows how vulnerable he is. Be it knowledge, be it skill, be it competence. Like in English they say fame, if you cannot manage it, it becomes a flame and burns that very man. The celebrities of the world, they come in the limelight, the world salutes them, the youth flock towards them, then they cannot take that fame, they start womanizing, they start taking drugs. Subhanallah, it comes in the riwayat, Nabi alayhi salam, when he had conquered Makkah, he had entered Makkatul Mukarrama in such a condition, the riwayat suggests that his chin was touching his chest. Nabi alayhi salam said a time would come that people would recite the Quran and they would say that man aqra'u minna, who can be more learned than me? That is the first reason why pride comes into a person, because of knowledge. The second reason is because of piety. A person would do certain good actions and then he would become proud about the whole thing. That is why Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, when you hear people saying that halaka nas, that people are useless, people are incompetent, remember he is the worst of them all. That is why we are constantly exhorted that we spend our wealth and our time in the path of Allah. If a person will only spend his wealth, pride will come into him. I have put up so many masajid, I have dug so many wells, I have sent so many people for hajj. And if a person will only come on the sponsorship of others, greed will come into him. One riwayat it is mentioned that one person in the Bani Israel, he had worshipped Allah for 70 years. He made dua to Allah, Allah did not accept his dua. فَاقْبَلَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. He began admonishing himself that I am incapable, I am nothing, I am useless. Allah sent one angel to tell this person that إِنَّ سَاعَتَكَ الَّذِي إِزْدَرَيْتَ نَفْسَكَ. That one moment where you had condemned yourself was better than 70 years of your ibadah. The next reason why pride comes into a person is because of beauty. Allama Ghazali has mentioned in Ihya'ul Ulum, he says this generally happens in women. Hazrat Aisha had put on a beautiful garment. She was busy admiring herself. Abu Bakr enters. Ma tanzurini ya Aish, fa inna Allah laysa binazirin ilayk. Oh Aisha, what are you admiring? Don't you know Allah is not admiring you? She says, what do you mean? He says, oh my daughter, don't you know that man or that woman who puts on a beautiful garment and then he becomes obsessed with that garment? مَقْتَعَهُ رَبُّ حَتَّى يُفَارِكَ الزِّينَ. Allah abandons that person until he does not give up that pride. She takes out that garment and she gives it in charity. The riwayat of Bukhari, the food for thought for the youth, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٌ يَمْشِي. One man was walking. يُعْجِبُهُ نَفْسُهُ, impressed by himself. مُرَجِّلٌ رَأْسُهُ, his hair was well combed. يَخْتَالُ فِي مَشْيَتِهِ, arrogant in his walk. So many youth today, they're driving courtesy cars and they're showing off. Not even their own cars, and they are showing off. Nabi alayhi salam says, from the arsh of Allah, Allah looked at this person and Allah ordered the earth to split. فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ فِيهَا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ The riwayat of Bukhari, he will sink in the earth right up to the day of Qiyamah. The next reason why pride comes into a person is because of strength. What did the nation of Aad say? مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً Who can be more stronger than us? Wallah, brothers, strength in the eyes of Allah is when that woman walks by, if you could lower your gaze at the time of Fajr, if you could fill up that blanket and respond to the call of Allah, that is strength in the eyes of Allah. What does Allah Ta'ala say? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً Don't they realize that the one that has given them that strength, he is stronger than them. There's so much I could tell you, brothers, time is exhausted. Ulama have written that to break pride, there are two prescriptions. To break pride, number one, constantly think about your sins. Constantly think about your sins. Many a time you go for a program, a person stands up, he starts introducing you, he starts praising you. Brothers, that man is saying what he is saying because he doesn't know the other half of you. If you knew the other half of me, Wallah, not one of you would take out time to come and listen to me, the dark side of me. It is only the mercy of Allah that He has veiled us. So number one, to break pride, constantly think about your sins. And number two, to break pride, think yourself incapable. Oh may Allah, this honor, this fame, these cars, these homes, this wealth you have given me. Oh may Allah, this is out of your sheer mercy. We make dua to Allah, that Allah free our hearts of pride and arrogance, and Allah make us His humble servants. Verily the Nabi of Allah had mentioned, that person, that servant who will display humbleness, Allah will elevate him to the skies, and that person who will display pride, Allah will drop him beneath the earth. May Allah inspire us all.